Hey, good morning. Welcome back to our special programming today. Election 2018, you decide. Our studio guest this time round includes challenger Mike Hammond. Also, producer Kayla McKenzie, videographer John Kupski, and Chuck Dallas will be presenting our candidates with questions.
Thank you, Doug. Today we're talking with Mike Hammond. Mike, you'll have 25 minutes total to answer our main topical questions in the categories of health insurance, education, business and employment, agriculture, drugs, the environment, and roadways. You'll have 95 seconds per question, and after the last question, you'll be informed on whether or not you have additional time to revisit any of your answers. We'll then open the floor to anything else that you'd like to add on your campaign, and then have a closing statement at the end. So, welcome, Mike.
Glad to be here.
I'd like to read Mike's biography. Mike Hammond was born and raised in Shawano. He has lived his entire life on a farm in the town of Waukesha. He graduated from Shawano High School in 1979 and has spent his working years as a farmer and doing farm-related work. He downsized out of farming over the past few years and has put work on hold for the time being to run for political office. He has been a longtime member of the Town of Waukesha Planning and Zoning Committee and is a recent graduate of the Leadership Shawano County Program, Class of 2017. He has a growing interest in politics and state government and decided it was time to get involved. Basically, put up or shut up. Being dissatisfied with the actions of both major political parties led him to the Libertarian Party, and he is running for assembly as a Libertarian. So again, welcome, Mike.
Thanks.
We'll start our questions on health insurance. How do we approach health insurance affordability for Wisconsin residents who are small business owners or farmers and cannot get health insurance premium assistance through an employer?
Well, I think health insurance and health care overall is a very complicated and getting more complicated situation. I think the majority of people in this area or any area can be pretty well satisfied by the going through the private marketplace without a lot of government involvement, political influence. I think the free market system is adequate to handle the needs of most, not all, but most. Okay. For those that it isn't, that's where I think we need some government involvement and things like that, different programs. I think the best situation for healthcare, as well as a lot of other areas, is to have a free market system, a well-educated consumer, and a lot of choices. And I think the more political influence and the more government control there is, the freedom disappears and the choices disappear too.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Let's see. So how can we further build upon the idea and rule of buying groups for health insurance, meaning similar businesses buying insurance together with the goal of lowering premiums? If this doesn't prove successful, Mike, then how can a small business owner provide affordable insurance to their employees?
Well, my first health insurance policy was a group policy. I was able to get insurance through the dairy co-op that I marketed my milk to when I was milking cows. When I changed from one co-op to ship to the local cheese factory, I was no longer able to keep that group insurance, but I still could have individual insurance through the same company, which I did for a long time. The group insurance issue option, I guess you'd call it, is a good option because it allows the insurance companies to spread their risk over a greater number of people. It doesn't work for everybody, especially like you were saying with the self-employed. Right. But there are other groups and organizations. There's unions for some. I think there are more options available through the free market situation other than groups. And sure, as long as those options are there, I think most people could find options that'll work. It's not easy. It's tough. I had to do the same thing. I lost my health insurance a year ago, and finding something I could afford with adequate coverage was tough. In fact, I was almost prepared to go without.
Okay.
I did find some short-term coverage to hold me over. In the meantime, it was short-term or short policies 3 months at a time. It's a tough option or tough situation. I don't have any real answers.
Okay. So, Mike, what approach can we take with insurers and hospitals to move towards affordable health care?
There again, I think it's the government involvement, government control, political influence that's causing more of the problems than what they're actually trying to fix. I think the market, free markets, and I'm going to sound like a broken record here all morning on that, but I think free markets provide the best possible option. Competition between drug companies, between insurance companies, I think that's the biggest part of any answer I could give right now. Competition and free markets.
Sure. Okay. Mike, how do we find affordable health care for those with pre-existing conditions?
There's a couple options there, or a couple ways to look at it. I think, one, we need to have the insurance companies, the wording on their insurance policies has to be a lot more clear as to what they actually cover, what they don't cover, and what they'll when they'll terminate.
Sure.
A lot of people that I know have had insurance dropped or whatever because of getting sick. Well, that's exactly what you have your insurance for in the first place. And a lot of them are surprised when their coverage is dropped. A lot of insurance policies give the impression that you got a lifetime limit of benefits that you're covered for life, and it very seldom works that way. The second way is, I think, if the government is going to get involved taking care of or whatever with people that are off insurance policies because of the pre-existing conditions, it has to be separated from the insurance premium, the insurance companies. I don't think it's possible to have reasonable insurance premiums if the companies are forced to pay for pre-existing conditions above and beyond. You can't insure against a sure thing.
Sure. Yep. Okay. So last one underneath this topic is, can you talk on the cost of prescription drugs? Are all pharmacies obligated to disclose to their clients if there's a cheaper or generic option?
I don't know if they're obligated. The pharmacy that I deal with does. And if they don't, you can ask and they'll tell you. But many times they'll say, you know, offer a generic equivalent and it's a lot cheaper. But I don't know if they're obligated to. They probably should be. Overall, though, on prescription drugs, it's the same situation. More government involvement is causing the prices of drugs to rise. Less competition. I read somewhere 65% of the prescription drugs sold in this country are sold to the government.
Oh.
I don't know if that's verifiable or whatever, but that's the number I read. There's no reason for pharmaceutical companies to offer reasonably priced drugs to consumers when they can get rich selling overpriced drugs to the government, which is what they're doing right now.